So I know that you wanted to have a discussion today. You got some things that you want to, you know, get off your shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do that now? We can go into a segment.
Let's get into it, because, you know, I'm interested also to hear, you know, the panel's thoughts and, you know, feelings. Due to the recent events, I put up a post on, I think it was the day before yesterday, basically calling out local media. And when I say local media, I mean the print media. WGXC is local media, and we do deliver a lot of local news and different things going on in the city. So I do consider WGXC local media, but a different branch of what's considered local media by people who, you know, live here and grew up here. And that's the print media. So I've always had issues with the print media, because they don't always tell the whole story of things. So recently we had this incident, and there was a vigil a few days ago, and the reports that came down from the Register Star, Bill Williams, was that there was a riot at the vigil. I was at the vigil. There was not a riot. It was, you know, tons of youth that were emotional and, you know, going through their feelings. This is the first time they've ever lost someone their age. So there's lots of emotions and different emotions there. But, you know, it wasn't a riot. I know that the author got that information from our police chief. So I reached out to the chief, spoke to him, and, you know, he said basically when he got the call from the press, it was right at the beginning of things going on. And, you know, he heard that there was 200 people there. So he said, I don't know, it's possibly, you know, a riot or something going on. The author of that article was at the vigil. So he knew clearly that there wasn't a riot. So I addressed my frustrations with the chief and his, you know, wording of using the word riot. And I addressed my frustrations with, you know, Bill Williams, the author of the article who wrote that it was a riot. You know, they both, you know, rectified it so that there was a retraction. And then, you know, they kind of told the real story of what happened at the vigil. And, you know, so with my frustrations with the local media, it runs deep, because I honestly feel like, and, you know, I'm going to ask some of you guys on here if you agree with me, that, you know, the black and brown communities in Hudson have a strong lack of trust for our media. They usually do things that are extremely disappointing. They highlight stories of negativity without ever highlighting stories of positive things that go on in the city. And that creates this illusion across our county that Hudson is this angry, dangerous place. And I use, even like my election, they went after me, you know, and they, I guess, were following up on stories, and, you know, they printed a bunch of, you know, nonsense about me personally. But when I won, there wasn't that same energy. And there wasn't the same energy with initiatives. We at in Hudson are one, the first long-term pilot for universal based income to a candidate, and I haven't seen one story. The Columbia paper reached out to me, and the questions that they asked were, I guess, disappointing, I would say. Because they wanted to know, they asked the regular questions like, yeah, how did this come about? And, you know, stuff like that. But what they really wanted to know was, what do you feel like? Is there going to be jealousy in the city for people who didn't receive this? And, you know, what's the negative feeling about all of this going on? And I was kind of like, as a city, like, we really just need to be happy for each other, whether it affects us or it doesn't affect us. Let's just be happy for each other as a city, especially during these unprecedented times. And they told me, well, there's no guarantee that, and you know, I launched the Take Five for Hudson campaign, and all of the things going on across here is doing amazing jobs. Students getting into colleges and all of these things. And time again, the front page of the paper says cities facing, you know, deficits or schools and negatives and all of this, and never anything highlighted. Or if it is, it's just like you can count on one hand in 6 months how much positive stories there are. So that stigma, and the fact that when something happens to a person of color, even if they're the victim, they use their mugshot, if they've been arrested, as the picture to tell the story. Like the young man that just passed away, he would have been graduating right now, and he has a senior picture, a very good picture. They used his mugshot to tell his story. And that type of stuff is harmful to our community. Clickbait is extremely harmful to our community when we have tons of kids out there. There was over 200 kids out there the other night for the vigil. And to call that a riot is, you know, just disrespectful to those who are hurting, and also does not help tell the correct story. So as a journalist, you should do your research on things before you just rush to captions. And I feel like our local media doesn't do that.
I agree with you 100%. And I want to just go back and say something.
There's my
you guys, you, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I want to say something. And Slay and Ray, you guys remember this. Shout out to Tim Martin. Tim Martin is our guy. But do you guys remember how me and Tim Martin became friends? Yeah. Because of something just like this. It's like our athletes were doing amazing. The Mike Alerts and the Danny Foles and stuff like that. But they were never on the front page. But whenever something went wrong, they were on the front page. So, like, I kind of blasted out at Tim. You know, but Tim is a great guy. And Tim pretty much said, listen, you know what? I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that these guys are portrayed in a great light. And he has done that, you know, from the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. A lot of it starts at the top. A lot of it starts at the top. Because, Slay, let's think about it. Even at the debate, the Registered Star was in charge of the debate. The debate, they was doing some silly, illy-ish.
Yeah, the Registered Star and Columbia Paper. And, you know, they cut me off in the middle of my answers to the questions before my time was up. And it's crazy because people told me, you know, do not have the local papers moderate because they're not going to be fair to you. And this is a real stigma that goes throughout our city of, you know, mistrust from the local news. And, you know, I'll say the local print news because, you know, I do appreciate WGXC and the fact that this is one of the rare platforms that we can actually get out content, positive or negative, and you can hear about a lot of the initiatives going through the city. But it shouldn't be when print media finally prints something positive that, like, we're so happy because we're like, yes, did you see this article? I'd much rather buy a paper from a kid who got a scholarship than a kid on the cover who's arrested.